Hey, everybody. Welcome to Riverside Roundtable, Riverside Theater's podcast that looks at the upcoming shows. I'm your host, Megan Gogarty. Let's play a game. I was thinking about this in the car over here, because who's listening to this podcast? Somebody is listening. Like, who is it? It can't be just us talking into the void. Like, you are there. You've got this earbuds happening at the gym or however you eat your podcast, but you are listening. But who are you? I don't know. Maybe you don't know, but here's my idea. I thought it'd be a fun game. You've got access to the internet. You're listening to the podcast right now. So here's, let's do this. Get online and go to social media, your Twitter, your Facebook, whatever you're feeling. And then, you know, tag us in your post, obviously, tag Riverside, and then just drop in a code word. I'm going to give you a code word. And if you can put this code word on social media, you and I will know that you're in on the podcast. The code word, are you ready? Get ready for it. Code word, sparkle pants. Because that's not a word you would just use in conversation. You're not, like, I don't know what your life is like. Maybe you're living the kind of life where sparkle pants is just like part of your vocab. In which case, please tag me. Let us be friends. I clearly need you in my life. But otherwise, do you know what I mean? You're going about your daily business. You're on Twitter. You're at RiverDogRT or at Megan Gogarty, really either one of us. Or you're on Facebook, Riverside Theater, and you're just like, hey, everybody, sparkle pants. And then all your friends are going to be like, What's that? That looks like a fun game you're all playing. Like what could that be? And you'll be like, oh, you don't know what sparkle pants is? Oh, I see. I get it. And then you and I online, we'll give each other little smug nods. Because isn't that the point of the internet? It's occasions for smuggery, right? You're either looking for to be outraged or to be smug. And I can't give you any outrage, but we can together create a little smuggery in your lives. Code word sparkle pants. Let's see who's listening. Moving on, we're talking about Dancing Lessons today, a delightful play by Mark St. Germain. It opens April 1st through the 17th, directed by Angie Tombson. Joining me here today are the stars of the show, Artistic Director of Riverside Theater, Sam Osheroff, and Heather Kreisler, fresh from Chicago, professional actors. Welcome, y'all.
Hey, thank you. I just have to say that my daughter, my five-year-old daughter this morning, went to school wearing sparkle pants.
She's, because she knew. She and I talked about it.
Yeah, she's wearing gold sparkle pants.
She's like, this is how we're gonna find out. We're gonna play a fun game with our podcast.
She is five. I have to point that out.
Yes. Well, she and I have about the same kind of level of ideas.
Yeah, and you might be able to borrow those pants when she's done with them.
So, Dancing Lessons, y'all. Talk to me about it. Sam, let's hear from you. You picked this play. What's it about?
Why are you blaming me?
I am.
This play is a delightful little two-hander play. It's about, what is it is about is a very bright man named Eber who happens to have Asperger's syndrome.
His name is Eber?
Ever, E-V-E-R.
As like in never, as in, ever.
Yeah, never, ever. Okay, right. All right.
As in forever. And he...
It smells like a metaphor to me.
Let's not beat this over the head so early in the podcast. So he is a geoscience professor, and he has an upcoming social function, and he's very worried about it, and he needs to learn how to dance. So he contacts his next-door neighbor. They live in a Manhattan apartment building, and she is – I'll let Heather tell you about her character.
Oh, well, I play Senga, and Senga is not at the place in her life where she needs her neighbor from two floors up to just bang on her door and come into her world and disrupt it all. She's a very successful Broadway dancer and has made dancing her life. She doesn't have much family or life outside of that to speak of, and has sustained, unfortunately, a career-ending injury.
Oh, yikes.
So she's all, you'll see me all in this huge leg brace. It looks really painful. And so in the middle of wondering what she's going to do with the rest of her life,
she here gets comes
knock on the door and Ever's here. And the two of us embark on kind of a journey to understand each other. We come from very different places in the world, but we find a lot of common ground. And it's, you know, it's very, I think it's very romantic and it's very sweet. And it's, I think people will find the relationship between the two of them very moving, heartbreaking.
How delightful. Yeah. Heather, have you danced? Are you a dancer?
I mean, I've got experience with dance. I would not ever call myself a dancer.
Well, I've got experience with dance.
Danced at prom.
Yeah, that's right. I went to my 8th grade mixer. Yeah. It was the end of the world as I knew it.
I've had to study dance. I've had to dance in a lot of plays, you know, but dancing's a little like my singing. I will sing when someone forces me and is paying me to sing.
Fair enough.
Like I will dance when someone forces me to dance.
I don't like to dance so much as flail. I find the flailing.
We do a little flailing.
We do a little bit of flailing.
Fantastic. And this is directed by Angie Toomson, who can't join us today because she's out adulting somewhere, being an adult. But she's a fantastic director.
Not adultering.
Yeah, adulting. Not adultering. She's adulting. You know, these listeners of this podcast are savvy sparkle pants types.
Hashtag sparkle pants.
Hashtag sparkle pants. And Angie, she is a fantastic director. She's directed all over the corridor. Didn't she just direct Next to Normal at Theater Cedar Rapids? She did. She's hot stuff. But this is either her first or among her first forays here at Riverside, we think.
I think Angie will correct me if I'm wrong. I think Angie's directed a Walking the Wire or two here before. I'm not sure if she's directed a full-length play. Certainly the first time we've worked together.
And she's awesome, we think.
She is awesome,
I think, anyway. Yeah, it's great. Yeah. Working out well. Fantastic. And now, so Ever, Sam, your character, Ever has Asperger's.
He has Asperger's.
But you don't.
I don't. In fact, I took the Asperger's test online, and I scored a 4.
Out of how many?
I don't know, but a lot. So I was at the very, very, like, as far away from Asperger's as I could possibly be, which means I'm basically fairly disorganized and don't have a lot of, like, coherent thought. Yeah.
So how did you research the role, or how did you go about building this character?
Yeah, that's a great question, because it's, you know, it was really important to me to get Ever right. I think if Ever's not right, the play can be really insulting and can be, kind of, you know, the whole thing kind of collapses. So Ever is a complex individual. He's very brilliant, but he obviously has issues with, you know, social interactions. He's very literal. And I started out doing a lot of research on, I learned a lot in this play. It's been a really kind of enlightening and fascinating journey for me. I've known some people with Asperger's before, but I never really took the time to really understand the syndrome and what it means. So I did a lot of research initially online, and then I started to meet with people directly. There's been a couple of people in town have been really, really helpful to me. A woman named Leah, Mike Deerdorf, both are members of the autism community, have been really helpful. Chris Okishi, who's a psychologist who occasionally works with people on the spectrum. So he does not have autism, so he's able to sort of give me the outsider's view and describe certain behaviors. But it's been a really, really fascinating, interesting research topic. And there's a lot of stuff I didn't know before that I know now. So
this writer, Mark St. Germain, he's a writer I'm not familiar with. What's his stuff like?
Well, he got kind of famous for Freud's Last Session. His play did very well, which is really interesting. It takes place on the day of the King's Speech, because Sigmund Freud only had one little journal entry that day. It was just that an Oxford theologian, a young Oxford theologian, had come to visit him. And this is at a point when Freud is dying of cancer. And a young Oxford theologian happened to be C.S. Lewis at that time. So Mark St. Germain posits that on the day of the King's Speech, Lewis came to visit Freud, and it's their discussion, and it's very interesting. It's also
when you're saying the King's Speech, are you talking about like that movie with Colin Firth?
Yep.
Because that's how I understand
London.
History is
yes.
through
C.S.
the lens
Lewis
of Colin Firth.
And Sigmund Freud watched that movie together?
Yes. That's what happens in the play.
Wow.
They totally had a Netflix and chill moment.
But it's also his...
That got racier than I intended. Style of bad go-gurty.
It's also his... He likes these small cast plays, getting into that relationship between people. He writes a lot about things that are interesting to us right now, either historical things or like this one, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I think certainly Asperger's and autism is a very interesting subject going on in the world right now.
He's got a really good knack for making, for writing very personal plays about people that also sort of cover topics like Asperger's or historical events. So we're actually going to do another one of his shows for next season called Relativity, which is about Albert Einstein. And Albert Einstein apparently had as great as he was in the thinking department. Apparently, he was not that great of an empathetic human being.
Well, I should hope not, because if Albert Einstein was also like a really great neighbor, I would just have to go and like berate myself heavily.
Yeah, you feel insufficient.
Mean?
Yeah.
Like if you're going to be Albert Einstein in the greatness, I want you to be kind of like Jerkus Malerkus on the other half, just for like a balancing.
Well, I think Mark Saint
came up with that sparkle pants thing.
Well, that's true. I got so stuff it, Albert.
Yeah. Yeah,
I don't see you coming up with any delightful
theory
hashtags.
Of relativity.
E equals MC boring. That's what that is.
Hashtag sparkle pants.
Hashtag sparkle pants. So Heather, listen, it's very important. Heather, you are originally from Oregon, but you're living in Chicago. You're making your way as a professional actor. You're here in Iowa City. Quick question for you, Iowa City, great city or the greatest city? How are we falling on that?
I like Iowa City. Iowa City is really sweet. You know, I love that it's like college-y atmosphere. I love your like brick streets and these enormous like gorgeous like Victorian houses you have everywhere randomly.
Sure.
Just like scattering town. Like,
we put those up just for you.
Oh, thank you.
They're false fronts. We're going to take them down. You
know? Those cobblestone streets. You drive them in the winter and you're like, it's quaint.
Well, they're beautiful.
They are.
I really like, there's a couple of local businesses I'm just obsessed with. I love the Clinton Street Social Club.
Oh,
it's
sure.
It's like my bar, man.
Yeah, for
love
real. You had their poutine?
I haven't had their poutine.
Oh, have that there?
Oh, my God. Eat it on the last day because then you won't fit into your costume later. They're
okay.
So good. You're going to just eat them
we
and eat them.
We should go now. Let's end this podcast immediately.
And stinkatastic. All right, last thoughts?
Last thoughts, yeah. I just, I think this place, it's very funny and it's very heartbreaking and it's unsentimental and I think it's very honest. And I think, it's just two people on stage interacting. So
we love it. I'm loving this. I'm looking at the poster and it's got a great tag, which is, "He can't tell a lie, she can't face the truth."
That's it.
That's
the whole play.
That's a recipe for drama right there,
that's
if
right.
I've ever seen one.
Right. Oh, we took the drama out. Oh, there's no drama. Two people getting along, having a good time together, snacking.
Y'all, podcasters, listen up. You want tickets to this, and of course you do. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to go to www.riversidetheater. Remember, theater is spelled with an R-E, the most pretentious way. That's how we make it work.
That's why we wear the sparkle pants.
www.riversidetheater.org, or call the box office, which is open in the afternoons, 319-338-7672. RiversideTheater.org. Runs April 1st through the 17th. We have Sunday matinees, yeah?
Sunday matinees, yeah.
At what time?
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock Sunday matinees, 7:30 go time the rest of the time?
Yes.
Thursday,
I think
Friday,
have,
Saturday?
I believe we have a Saturday matinee on this show, too, right? On the 13th, is that correct?
Well, that's clever.
Yeah.
Look at that.
We're trying it out this year to see if Saturday matinees might
give that a shot. Yeah. If you're like, I want to do a matinee, but Sunday is too much of a commitment, give Saturday a shot. Well, that way you have a whole day to come down from your matinee experience.
That's right.
You have your matinee experience in the afternoon that gives you like a theater high. Then you have the whole next day to recover
before you have to go back to work, yeah.
Yeah, this makes sense to me. Y'all, what fun. Can't wait to see Dancing Lessons by Mark St. Germain at Riverside Theater. I've been your host, and probably will be the next time, Megan Gogarty. Thanks so much for joining us. #SparklePants. Let's get smug. Bye-bye.